Good morning. It's so good to see you, all of you here today on this Easter Sunday morning where we have gathered together to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. And in a little bit, we're going to be having some of our confirmands that are going to be coming in. So it looks like they're going to have to walk all the way up to the front and squeeze into some of these places here because they're out hiding some things in the yard right now. So, but we are so glad to see all of you, and we want to welcome you to our Easter service today. And we're praying that you are encouraged and blessed by being with us today. And a little bit later on, we're going to be focusing on that question, what's so amazing about Easter? So as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Together this morning for our call to worship in the bulletin. Jesus is not there. He is risen. Shout the good news.
We sing and praise God. The promise has been fulfilled.
Our long journey through darkness is over.
The answer to life, Jesus' resurrection.
No more do we need to fear. Jesus lives in our hearts and spirits.
Jesus gives us hope and joy. Hallelujah.
Well, let's join together this morning. You can turn in your hymn books, 264, He Lives, or you can join along on the PowerPoint this morning and sing with us.
I serve a risen Savior, He's in the world today. I know that He is living, whatever men may say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near.
Salvation to impart. You ask me, have I known He lives? He lives within.
Christian, lift up your voice and say, eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek Him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good. And talks with me a long life there away. He lived, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lived. He lives within my heart.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. Overcoming God, joy floods over our souls this morning. May we receive fully the joy which has been given. May we celebrate the victory which Christ has claimed for us and the hope for a new future. In the name of the risen one, we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning.
So those of you that have been around this church for a while have heard the choir sing at Easter and at other times. And this song this morning is one of my favorites that the choir has sung in the past. And as I was thinking this week, what in the world am I going to sing for Easter? And I started looking through some of the old choir books. And I found this one, and immediately I knew I was going to sing it. And I want to dedicate this song in memory of Mike Baer, who used to sing the verses for this song. This is called Champion of Love.
Oh.
I'm going to invite our kids to come down if they would this morning.
Okay, now hold on before I let you go.
Does anybody, I'm going to ask that question again, Ms. Rhea. Does anybody have a nut or what was the other one?
Egg.
Egg allergy? Okay, guess what I heard? You're going to do some baking downstairs. Yes. So if the fire alarm goes off, we don't have one. So, okay, you guys can go on downstairs. Well, we're going to go to our time of prayer this morning, and usually we don't take prayer requests on Easter Sunday, but because I didn't announce it ahead of time, I may take a few serious ones. If there happens to be any specific serious ones that we need to pray about. Just a couple things I wanted to let you know. We'd appreciate your prayers for Bonnie Maxson as she started on this new medicine, chemo pill, and is getting treated for that. Appreciate your prayers for my brother Mike. His heart was racing and his blood pressure went off the scale and they ended up adjusting his and getting that taken care of. But I appreciate your prayers because his doctors need some wisdom of whether they need to do an ablation or not on his heart. It's good to see Betty back with us this morning. She's doing better, but continue to pray for her. Appreciate your prayers for Carol Davidson, Jody's mom, who had pneumonia and was in the hospital for 3 days, but is back home yesterday, doing much better. And also, some of you didn't hear, I know the prayer chain knew, but Bill Shively went into the hospital on Friday. He had a stroke. And I saw him yesterday morning. He's doing much better than what he was. And I don't know if he came home last night or if it'll be today or maybe tomorrow. It all depended on what the physical therapist said and was going to release him or not. So is there happen to be any others that you would appreciate some serious prayer about before we go to prayer this morning that anybody might want to share? Is there anyone at all? Yes.
It is serious. I wanted to say how much we enjoyed the cantata and David in his tub.
Yeah. Yes. She's talking about the Good Friday service out at the Memory Barn down here, the three churches that came together and had that. The choir was wonderful. Yes, they were. Someone else? Yes. Good. I thank God for that. Yes, thank God for that. We've been praying for her for several weeks about her biopsy results. So, anybody else? Yes.
Mom's blood pressure went very low. That just back.
Okay. Help. It's Jan, right? Yeah. I just wanted to remember that. Yes. So we want to remember her real quick. And then anybody else this morning? Yes, thank you for that. Yes, we do want to continue praying for that. We have been for about since it all started and what's going on there and definitely want to pray for that. And as we go to prayer here in just a minute, this is kind of how we do this is Carla will play something in there quietly in your seats. You can pray and maybe if there's some other needs or maybe something special in your life that you want to lift up, just lift that up to the Lord during that time and then I'll come and close us out.
Thank you.
Lord, as we have gathered together on this Easter Sunday with millions and millions around the world that is celebrating together as we remember that first Sunday, that first Easter Sunday so long ago, that first Resurrection Sunday when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. We are just grateful and thankful for all that Jesus has done for us and what he continues to do in our lives today. We are so thankful. And Lord, I'm thankful for each one that is here today that has taken that hour or so out of their busy Easter Sunday. Many of them will be going back to with family to eat and meals later on, maybe with other family. And Lord, I just ask for your presence to just touch each one that's here today with your love, with your grace, and work in their lives and meet needs as only you can do, because you are a good God and that we look to you and trust you. And Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today. Lord, we lift up Bonnie, we lift up Mike, we lift up Betty, we lift up Carol, we lift up Bill today, we lift up Jan. God, we're just asking that you would continue to bring your healing touch, your healing grace to each of those. Lord, maybe there's others today that didn't get mentioned, or Sandy's friends and family members that were mentioned earlier in the service there at the beginning that are in need of your grace, in need of your touch, in need of your hand today. We just ask that you would reach down and minister to each one of them, and your healing touch is only you can do. And Lord, we do continue to lift up the people of Ukraine as they are facing this devastation that's going on in such a horrendous way. And we pray, Lord, that somehow, some way, that this issue would be resolved, the resolving of conflicts, and that there would be a truce, and that there would be peace and negotiations and all of that. And Lord, we just pray for the people there that are suffering, the loss of loved ones, the devastation, and we just pray for hope in the midst of this. And I know there's many Ukrainian Christians that are celebrating resurrection even in the midst of destruction and death. And Lord, we just pray for your presence to be real for them today, as your presence is real for us today, as we thank you for this. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of our service. As we break the bread of your word, may you speak to us and encourage us and send us forth out to be your messengers and your witnesses in the world. And also, Lord, as we come to the table and celebrate together, I ask that your presence and your grace and your love would be real in our hearts. As we ask these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for joining with us in prayer today. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving today, with our offering, and we want to thank you for your faithfulness. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. pray. Gracious God, thank you for the privilege that we have to give on this Easter Sunday, that we can continue the work of your church and continue to be a blessing in our community and around the world. As we ask it now in Jesus' name, and everybody said, Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Yes, and we are so grateful. This is the first time Carla has played the organ in over a month because she had surgery on her hand. And so we are glad that she's back with us today for that. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from Luke chapter 23 and 24 this morning. We're going to be starting in verse 50 of chapter 23, and we'll be reading through chapter 24. And there's a correction there that should be about verse 10 there instead of verse 12. Now there was a man named Joseph who was a member of the council. He was good and righteous man. He hadn't agreed with the plan and action of the council. He was from the Jewish city of Arimathea and eagerly anticipated God's kingdom. This man went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Taking it down, he wrapped it in linen cloth and laid it in a tomb carved out of the rock in which no one had ever been buried. It was the preparation day for the Sabbath, and the Sabbath was quickly approaching. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph. They saw the tomb and how Jesus' body was laid in it. Then they went away and prepared fragrant spices and perfumed oils. They rested on the Sabbath in keeping with the commandment. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, the women went to the tomb, bringing the fragrant spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. They didn't know what to make of this. Suddenly, two men were standing beside them in gleaming bright clothing. The women were frightened and bowed their faces towards the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He isn't here, but has been raised. Remember what he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the human one must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words. When they returned from the tomb, they reported all things to the 11 and all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray that God's blessing will be added to the reading of the word and our hearing today, and that God will give us ears to hear what God wants to say to the church this morning. A pastor was speaking to a group of second graders about the resurrection of Jesus when one student asked, what did Jesus say after he came out of the grave? The pastor explained that the Gospels do not tell us what he said. The hand of one of the little girls shot up immediately, and she said, I know what he said. And the pastor said, what did he say? And she said, ta-da! What's so amazing about Easter this morning? What's so amazing? So the first Easter morning was like no other. And when they thought it was going to be a day to end all days because of the way that it had turned out, it ended up being something unique and different that morning. It was mysterious. It was amazing. And joy filled their hearts. Because Easter is a celebration of God's power to give life. And the annual declaration that we celebrate every year, that declaration of hope that the church presents to the world, that love is stronger than death. Because everything that Jesus faced and went through on that last week of his life was all about God's love for you and I. And as we celebrate the Lord's resurrection today, I want us to consider two questions that I want us to think about that we're going to answer this morning. First of all, what were the women expecting when they arrived at the tomb that morning? And what did they find instead? So let's look at it here, and we're going to talk a little bit about what they were expecting. First of all, they were expecting death. They were expecting death. Now, that's because the women had witnessed Jesus' burial and death. They were there. They knew what had happened. Jesus' death and burial was on preparation day, Luke tells us. What is preparation day? It is the day before Sabbath. Sabbath starts on the sunset of Friday evening. And so everything was being prepared for that. And Luke tells us that the women even prepared spices and ointments for his burial after they saw him laid in the tomb by Joseph of Arimathea. And then they rested, we're told. They took time out and observed the Sabbath like was their custom and according to the instructions of the Torah. You know, we should not be surprised at how stunned the women were on that first Easter morning when they arrived there. See, they were expecting to find Jesus' body lying in that tomb because they saw him die. They knew he was dead. They had witnessed his suffering and what he had gone through and death on the cross and how he had been laid in that tomb by Joseph. The surprise came, though, when they got there. It was not a lack of faith on their parts, because they knew, like you and I know today, dead bodies remain dead bodies. Something had happened that morning. Something that changed history and the world, because everybody knew that would-be messiahs in the first century were crucified by the Romans so they wouldn't stir up instigation and insurrection and everything else against Caesar and the empire. Yet this one was declared to be risen. And something started after that. Because of that declaration. They believed in the resurrection. They believed that one day God was going to raise up all of those who had died from previous generations. But that morning, as they came to the tomb, they were expecting death. But they found life. They found life. When the women arrived at the tomb, not only were they surprised, but they discovered that the stone had been rolled away. When the women arrived, what was normal in their lives was turned upside down. Has anything ever turned upside down in your life before? When they were there that morning, they just expected to go through the normal grieving process. The normal grieving process. They were going to anoint and put spices on the body. Because of the smell that would often happen, because they didn't embalm back then. And they were going to do their normal routine of grieving and wailing and mourning, which was their custom. But that morning, everything that was normal got turned upside down. Because first of all, it would have taken several men to move that big, large stone. That big round stone that followed a track, and they would move it back out of the way so you could go into the tomb. But there were no men there. That was the first sign that something unexpected had happened. Next, they discovered Jesus' body was not there. When the women entered the tomb, they didn't find his body. In fact, they had seen him die. They had watched Joseph, think about that, put his body in that tomb. What on earth is going on? This is another sign. Something unexpected had happened. Finally, they encountered two angels proclaiming he is risen. Suddenly, Luke tells us, two men were standing beside them, dressed in bright, dazzling, shining clothes. And instantly, the women were frightened and fell to the ground out of homage. They knew something was going on. They knew something was different that was happening. And the message of the angel invited them to see things in a different light, because a new era of life had begun. Notice what they said. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He isn't here because he's alive. He has risen. And Christ is now present with us in this life. I wonder, do we see things in a new light because of what has happened to Christ? Do we live life in a new way because of what he has done for us? He is alive. He is risen. And he is present in our lives. What's so amazing about Easter? Well, the women went to the tomb expecting to find death, and they discovered life. And guess what? Just as Jesus surprised the women long ago, he can do the same for us today. Friday to Sunday changed everything. And Jesus is the one who brings life out of death for us. Jesus is the one who brings hope when there's only despair. I hope that this Easter Sunday, we will reach out to him, trust in him, and follow in his ways, because his ways leads to life eternal. Amen. Amen. Well, we are going to prepare our hearts this morning, like we always do, before we share in communion together. And before we usually do that, we join together for a time of thanksgiving and confession. And so we're going to do that. I'm going to pull it up on the PowerPoint there. And I'm going to invite you to join with me in prayer if you would like to, as we prepare our hearts for communion today. So let's join together and pray together. Almighty God, you raised Jesus from the grave and shattered the power of sin and death. You release resurrection life into the world so we might experience abundant life. Forgive us our sins, O God, and meet us in your grace as we share at your table this morning. Restore us to the new possibilities of life promised to us in Christ Jesus, our risen Lord. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer this morning, then let me declare to you that in the name of Jesus Christ, may you be forgiven today and receive of his grace and that resurrection life that he offers to each of us. Let's prepare our hearts this morning. I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses, if they would make their way to the back in preparation for serving us this morning. If you're visiting with us and you've never been here in our service before, you are welcome to share in communion today. We don't restrict that. We believe at the table, Jesus accepts us as we are, and we receive of his grace in those moments. So let's do that today.
We remember that night when they had gathered together. Jesus gave thanks. He broke the bread and he gave it to them. He said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Take and eat it and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. Jesus took the cup and he gave thanks and blessed So this cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink of it and do it in remembrance of me. Let's partake this morning. The Apostle Paul tells us, as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. Well, we're going to let you have a minute or two to shake a couple hands or say hi to a couple people, and then we'll close out with majesty this morning, and then we'll go out to celebrate with our kids as they Easter egg hunt.
Congratulations, that is so wonderful. Yes, we were talking about that just like a week before they told me that you were on the list, and I thought, wow, that is awesome.
Yes. Let's stand. We're going to sing this chorus, Majesty, this morning.
Majesty, worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, health, and praise. Majesty, kingdom of all.
Together for our benediction there in the bulletin. Dance, celebrate, sing, and shout for joy. May the healing and hope of the risen one fill us. Go in peace and know the risen one goes with us now and always. Amen.